Good morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carrie Berry with your host, Ted.
Good morning, friends. Grab a coffee and a smoke and your thinking caps today, because we're going to do some thinking. It's kind of gay, I know, but whatever. It's my show. If I want to do some thinking today, we're going to do some freaking thinking today. It's been a crazy week. We've been sick over here. That's why the show is a little bit delayed. Carrie caught a horrible illness along with the boys. I heroically triumphed this week, and then I got a really nasty voice message.
Really?
I don't know what... apparently, it's on my phone. They didn't address what I did, but just listen to it.
Okay.
Hey, dude. I don't really know what you're thinking, but you lied about me. And so, anything's on the table for me. I can do whatever the fuck I want with the information that I have about you and what you've shared. Okay? So you should just think really carefully, bro. I'm gonna ruin your fucking life if you ever say I'm Jewish again.
Whoa. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's really unhinged. I don't even know what I did. I have no idea what I did. This person, I'm assuming it's not a brother. And it didn't sound like a Latinx.
No.
It didn't sound like a kung fu guy, you know, Asians. And it didn't sound like it didn't sound like Vegeta. It sounded like kind of like a white dude. So I'm going to narrow it down. It's either a white dude or a Jew. So it could be a Troon.
Yeah.
Could be a Jew. Maybe, I don't know what I did, though. Like,
have you been,
I've been
fighting with Troons online lately?
Not lately. No.
Well, you're fighting with Jews all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So I would assume it's probably a Jewish person that's really upset that I called them a Jew, so it means they're probably a Jew.
Probably.
If they're reacting like that to that instead of laughing it off, that's definitely alarm bells.
That was a rather threatening VM.
Yeah, I don't know, like, how he's going to ruin. I don't have a reputation to ruin. Ruin me? How? Seriously.
Yeah, what is he, he's going to call you a racist online? Geez.
You know, tell my wife I'm a Nazi? My bosses don't care, trust me. They don't give a shit. As long as I bring the Hot Wheels in, they're cool with it. Yeah, let's just get on with the show.
Your supervisors. Yeah.
Why don't you take us to the next level
here? Let's just try and forget about that awful VM.
Let's see who the American hero of racism is this week.
That sounds great. We'll take a little commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism. This week's hero of racism is Kai. You might know her as a goblin hunter or a witch hunter or one of many other hundreds of account names. It doesn't matter. If there's an anti-white online, she'll be there to set them straight. Black, Jew, mystery meat, it doesn't matter. They all meet the same fate of being embarrassed and humiliated online. So here's to you, Kai, an American hero of racism. We salute you. From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism.
Welcome to the Marijuanatorium. I'm Sunshine. I'll be your bud tender today.
Hey there, Sunshine. I'm Rick.
Nice to meet you, Rick. What can I help you with?
I'm looking for some legal doobage.
What kind of high looking for?
Whoa, that's kind of personal there, Sunshine. A little forward of you to ask. People just aren't as polite as they used to be. Y'all aren't very professional either. Everybody's wearing a Bob Marley shirt. Nobody's got a tie or any slacks on.
It's Marley Monday, sir.
Well, whatever. I'll take a dime bag, please.
We have deals on 1 gram orders right now. Buy 1 gram of Rainbow Sparkle Sativa, get 1 free gram of Panda Creamsicle.
Rainbow Sparkle? Panda Creamsicle? What do I look like, some kind of queer? You got anything for men?
Sour Diesel is more to your liking?
Diesel? Sounds good. You sell any zigzags?
We don't sell zigzag rolling papers. We only sell unbleached organic rolling papers imported from Chilean artisans. A portion of the sales will go to ensure Jewish LGBT senior citizens are given equal access to skateboarding parks and hacky sack classes.
Jewish? Give me 3 packs. I stand with Israel.
Sounds great, Rick. I'll add those to your order. Since you're new here, take a look at this Sour Diesel. I think you'll really like it.
Where are all the seeds there, Sunshine?
We ensure that our products are 99.9% free of seeds.
What's that all over it? You sprinkling sugar on that stuff?
No, sir. Those are the crystals.
Crystals? Like crystal meth? I ain't interested in no meth. Is that why y'all got these crack pipes in the display case?
No, that's not meth. Just weed, sir. And these aren't crack pipes. They're hand-blown glass from our partners, local artisans, Lesbians for Wales.
Lesbians? Whoa, I ain't supporting no lesbian crackpot company. I'm out of here.
Okay, Rick, come again.
And now for weather on the whatevers, here's your weatherman, Archie Hegsworth. Take it away, Archie.
It's called snow in there. Snow.
And now the news with Carrie and Ted. All right, Carrie, what do you got for the news?
From Newsweek, several states are closing schools for the eclipse.
I heard about this. There's like warnings and stuff too, right?
Well, total solar eclipse is expected.
Ooh.
Planned.
Spooky. Planned.
April 8th, which is a Monday. And initially, most of the schools did plan on keeping the kids there. They have the sunglasses for the kids that they were going to let them
I remember that. We
go out
did
the
these like pinhole things
yard,
and science or something.
Yeah.
And
right, in there. Like a box, like a shoebox.
He had to like check each one.
Right, was
and
it
make sure, yeah, it was acceptable.
1992 up here?
I don't know. It couldn't have been. No, I would have been in high school. And it was this something in grade school.
Oh, when
I
you were little.
God, yeah. Yeah, some type of eclipse or some bullshit.
Maybe I was too little to remember.
Yeah, probably. Because it was my junior high, I think junior high or maybe fifth or sixth. Who cares? A million years ago. Many years ago. A lot of you were probably born, actually. I don't think a whole lot of young folks listen to this show. But yeah, and the teacher had to check them all out so they weren't fucked up and, you know, ended up blinding us.
Right.
And then at the last minute, we had to share one. Well, somebody panicked or something, you know. I just remember that because we're like, we couldn't use them. You know, even though everybody's passed the test, some douchebag administrator, we had to, like, all share, you know, take little gay, like, 15-second turns or something. It was just stupid. I didn't even go and look.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, just, like, what fuck around my buddies. Stayed in the back of the line the whole, I took my turn. I don't give a shit.
What we did was we poked a hole in a shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought we were going to somehow use this to look at it.
Yeah.
That was the way
shadow,
that it seemed.
Right?
Yes, we were just looking in the box, right, to watch where the moon covered up the sun.
You know
what? And they kept going, don't look at it! Don't look at it!
Like, I think that's exactly what we had, too. I don't remember a whole lot. You know, the whole lot of the day was a long time ago. But I think we had, and that's why I thought it was gay. Because it was
looking at a fucking shit. Fuck you. It doesn't exist. I was like that back then. But way more annoying. So yeah, I saw this list of preparations, actually. They're having the National Guard. You said the National Guard's being called out? Or
that wasn't included in this article. That's this happening. Was just focusing on in, the school closures.
What's Huckabee's daughter is the governor of Arkansas, right?
That sounds right.
Somewhere down there. If I am mistaken, I apologize to my non-Wisconsin friends. I really only care about Wisconsin and the northern portion of Illinois. No disrespect. Like, I would never want to come there and take your shit or anything. I just want to seize Lake County, Illinois, on the rest of Wisconsin. The Upper Peninsula is ours, too. So, and probably some of Minnesota, but we're going to need a buffer for the Somalians.
Yeah.
Like a DMZ, some kind of fucking no man's land where they're just terrified to go.
With walls.
Cross. Yeah.
Two sets of walls.
Or just nothing. Just open ground and machine gun nests and drones and all sorts of horrible things. I saw like having a list. It's like a prepper's list. Weeks worth of food, all your medications, they're expecting something. My theory is if you look at it's the Cheshire moon right now. Mm-hmm. That's like the Islamic moon, you know, on their various insignia. So I think everything is fake and gay. We know that. But if fake and gay, maybe uprising will happen that day. Now remember, there's 65,000 military intelligence troops out in the fucking wind and have been since, 2017? Trump put some directive in place. Do you remember that? Maybe it wasn't 2017, maybe it was 2018. But there are 65,000 undercover military intelligence officers in the fucking wind right now. So that's something that nobody likes to talk about, but nobody has talked about. Where are they? What are they doing? Did they return to their normal posts when Dickface took over? Fire Marshal Bill? Or was this something that was just so deep that they can't pull them? I wonder, because that's an icky business. Military intelligence, icky business. Icky people are drawn to that shit. From my personal experience, like it was, the units I was aware of were not staffed, not with very
good people,
like fucking backstabbing scumbags. So there's something to this. Now, is it a more fear harvesting?
And then nothing will happen at all?
Yeah, because how many times, remember, was it 2017, 2018, that November? Q was going to roll everybody up. You remember the November 3rd, 4th, the Clintons were going to get arrested, all that shit?
Well, and now everybody just talks about Deltas.
Yeah, it's just a 45-year Delta. There's some fishy shit going on and has been. The whole time, but we're all aware of that. There's no reason to try to make sense of all that goofy shit anyways. You know, it's all acting. Yeah, this whole thing is, it's got me a little bit aware. I don't like the fact that it's a Monday, you know, just because I wish they would pull this shit on a Saturday or Sunday when I got, you know,
all your kids together.
All the boys. Yeah. You know, how long am I getting? We're in Racine. Talked about on past shows, the Chinese military that I encountered in our little town. Right down the road. Mm-hmm. They were Chinese military. They were big boys, too. 6 feet, 180. You know, big chins. Not their actual physical. I'm meaning like chink, like big chinks. Chins is like another insult for chinks.
If you didn't know.
It was my father's favorite, calling him a chin. I think from the from Lethal Weapon, when, who's the chin? When they're, you know, getting the torture scene. You know, he asks Mr. Joshua who the Chinese guy is. You know, actually, I think he was Vietnamese or something. I don't know. He played like every Asian bad guy ever in any 80s action movie. You'd recognize him probably just from osmosis through having to watch that shit with me or your brothers. So there's something fishy going on, baby. Something's going to happen. So what else is going on here? What else are they talking about?
Well, with the school closures, they really focus on people flocking to the path of totality.
It's a decent cover story. And they had the Harley 100-year anniversary down here in Wisconsin. They didn't close schools for that shit. Right, which was like just long periods of time where bikers were driving down my street. I actually lived on right off of that highway. I don't know if you remember that place I lived in Kenosha. It was off Highway 158, and that was like part of the route that the Harley guys were taking. And I had to get fucking cigarettes, and the Quick Trip was right across the street, right across 158 52nd Street, and I couldn't cross the fucking street for like, I went back in the house.
They're like locusts.
Like pouting, like the baby, like my arms folded, this shit. He's like, these motherfuckers, it was loud as shit. And there were just like tourist douchebags in the town for, you know, that whole period of time. But yeah, school closure, it doesn't make any sense.
What they're talking about is more traffic.
Fucking bullshit.
And crowds in the area. And that first responders won't be able to respond as quickly.
So are they closing the fucking businesses? Because I'm sorry, but that has to happen. Well, you close schools in this? Because remember Maui?
That's what I was actually just going to say.
Are they going to burn right down the path that's of what the eclipse?
Made me think of that they're going to send all the kids home. Some schools are just letting the kids out early, but it's out early enough.
For to laser, get there before, Jewish space lasers, too.
Yes, before you know. Jewish space lasers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's a little spooky. They did that shit in Chile. Did you see that? They painted their roofs recent, wasn't blue. It? Yeah. Yeah, for that exact reason. Like, openly, like, yeah, well, you know. So they're letting kids out of school.
The path in the U.S. goes across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, with some parts of Tennessee and Michigan.
Okay, you notice where this pussy-ass eclipse is avoiding?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Why do you think that is?
Because it's terrified of
you. Of me, yeah. Yeah, I told that motherfucker. I don't play around with celestial events. Like, they can do their thing, but they'll do it away from me. Ever since the bullshit with the shadow box, the eclipse, grade school, I've had a vendetta against those sorts of events. So, yeah, closing schools, they're not going to close businesses, of course. So everybody's gonna have to go to school, and then I'd be worried. They're doing all this shit, and you gotta leave your kids home by themselves. Think about that, fucked up right there. The government is telling you, you know, officials, experts are warning you to do all this shit. They're closing your schools because of traffic. You're gonna go to work, gotta make Mr. fucking Shekelstein his money.
I think most people will.
They will go to it. They'll be all freaked out and they'll be joking about it. And everybody will have a hair trigger to dip. They'll be panicked all day, especially anybody who's noticing things. And that's not noticing with the trademark, by the way. It's just general noticing. Noticing with the trademarks when you notice certain behaviors, but you're trying to maximize your Hollywood bullshit and grift potential off of it. And gatekeeping. But we'll talk about that later. Forgetting who the fuck some of these people are. Disappointing, boys and girls probably too. All right, go on, honey, go on.
NASA on their website has the official map of the path of the eclipse, and they have recommended that people observe changes in animals and temperatures during the eclipse.
So that's more fear. People are gonna be watching their cats and hamsters and dogs and shit and waiting for and then the pets are gonna be all geeked up because the people are all geeked. Oh, see he's freaking. No, you've been pacing and biting your fucking nails for the past week and a half, dickhead. Of course your dog's pissing on the carpet.
Birds will go to their nests like it's bedtime, you know, and sing their nighttime songs because of what the sun is
doing. Yeah, it's activating that switch in their little birdie brains and saying, all right, sing your fuck song, go to sleep, motherfucker. It's like putting a chicken's head under its wing, put it to sleep.
Yeah, but I think
it's like a switch.
For the most part, I imagine we really won't see the animals.
We won't,
Maybe are they talking about, like, your own pets?
I would be worried. I would pay more attention to livestock. Like, if I was living back out where I grew up in Bristol, yeah, I might. Not that I go peep the cows, because that would require like a drive. I lived like in the corn area, you know, where my area where I live was cornfields. Pig farms and dairy farms were down a ways from my house. Not too far, you know, but enough where I'm not going to like take a ride out there and observe them. I myself, for that whole day, will be armed to the fucking teeth, and I will be in like absolute sentinel mode. My rules of engagement, no warning shots, it's death. Just warning anybody that wants to make their move that day, it's probably not the best day. Because I will be extra shooty if I get a chance.
And likely nothing will happen.
No, probably not. And if it does, and it doesn't happen to me or you or in our sphere, I'm going to call it fake and gay. Because to me, it'll be fake and gay. I'll have no need for that information. Just a human being with my life, my path. I don't want to get caught up in other reality tunnels, as like Jason of Archaic says, like some people might call them like timelines or, you know, whatever. I don't want to get caught up in one of those, because I believe they use these kind of events to like get everybody into their own reality tunnel that they're in control of, obviously.
Yeah, to steer us.
It's like how we meme shit into happening. We were doing that, and everybody just forgot that we could do that and went back to jagging off, making fun of trooms and shit.
Well,
that's always fun, though.
Trooms are the ones who
they
jagging off.
Yeah, it's true. That's why they're trooms.
Being honest here.
That's why they're trooms. Because they're jagging it too much.
Too much porn.
Yep.
Turn it off, boys.
So, anything else on that one, honey? Or just the verdict is keep your powder dry?
Yes.
Okay.
Keep your powder dry.
You heard it here first on the Good Morning Show. I expect at least 10 bodies apiece for all our listeners if this shit goes down. You're all worth at least 10 of them.
Well, remember that's that. True.
I'm worth at least 10 of them. Everybody is. Everybody is. All of us. So what's next, baby?
From Fortune.
Fortune or 4chan?
Fortune.
Fortune. Oh, the boring one. Okay.
The boring one. Yeah, it's not 4chan.
From 4chan? What are you fucking doing? Stay away from there. What boards are you on, woman?
On Monday, federal judge.
Don't like the sound of it.
U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby.
Okay.
Imposed sanctions on the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Sanctions on these motherfuckers? So we're starving them out and bombing them?
Hopefully.
I know, that's what I have sanctions mean to me, right?
They have to pay fines.
Oh, fuck that. Do we give Yemen the opportunity to pay fines? No. We bomb them, starve them, and take their shit. I don't even know any Yemenis. I've run into SEC people when I worked at the Board of Options. Not a fan of any government agencies. I do understand why they exist. For all the bullshit evil they dick around with, they do stop a lot of real shady bullshit. You know, so they're like, I believe a necessary evil. You do need a regulatory agency for this kind of shit.
But we need to not have corrupt scumbags.
Yeah, scumbags who have vested interest in this area of operations where they can make their money or ensure their buddies make their money.
Exactly.
AI should do all that shit.
So these sanctions.
Impartial AI. Or me. But I'd hand out executions. So, okay, sanctions.
Sorry.
The non-fun kind.
Yes, the non-fung...
Monetary sanctions.
Yes.
All right.
These sanctions are being imposed as part of a lawsuit that the SEC brought against a crypto company.
Oh, so the SEC fucked around with crypto and now they're finding out, okay, at least this one time.
I mean, and haven't they been for years?
They've been killing the fucking markets all the damn time.
I've lost track of all their lawsuits.
I don't even know
if the XRP lawsuit's over. I don't even know. I stopped paying attention. That just went on and on.
I remember people talking about the XRP lawsuit. Like, oh, it's not going to be over until 2021. And I was like, 2021? Too far.
Right. And now I don't even know if it's over. It's 2024. This lawsuit, this crypto company, is based out of Utah. It's called DebtBox.
DebtBox?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of them.
The SEC brought the case in July, but then the case gained more attention when the SEC was accused by the defendants of misrepresenting key facts. The SEC had obtained a restraining order against the crypto company, which froze the assets that they held.
I'd be so pissed.
And in order to get that restraining order, the restraining order that they filed for is one that would normally only be granted when there's a serious risk that the defendant might flee or destroy evidence.
Okay.
So the SEC, in filing that request for the restraining order, stated that the company was closing bank accounts and looking into moving out of the country.
Well, I could see why you do both for completely reasonable, non-nefarious reasons with these cocksuckers and their needing to squeeze you for any last penny you possess.
But it turns out that information was not factual
could
not be substantiated.
So they were lying.
Yes.
They were lying.
They lied in order to get the restraining order in order to freeze the assets of the company. Then.
Man, I'd be so. Oh, fuck. I'd strangle those faggots. I swear to God. I hate with a passion, hate federal employees. I'll just say it like that. I fucking hate you. Unless you're my friend. And I love you. And you're in the belly of the beast and you gotta stab it. Otherwise, fuck you. If you're up there. Even some clerks and shit. Fuck them too. Okay, continue.
The SEC lawyers repeated these lies during the lawsuit and stated other falsehoods during the lawsuit. So the defendants pushed that this isn't even true, what they're saying, and that they lied in order to even get that restraining order in the first place.
They need to spend time in fucking jail. They won't. I know that sounds like the biggest boomer thing. All these people need to be punished. They do because it leads into like them swinging from lampposts. That's eventually where this goes. It's going to go there. there fast. It might go there during the eclipse. You know, weird shit happens at the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my old man used to talk about how spooky shit would get during a full moon. Like that it was a legit thing. That all the craziest shit happened and when he was on nights under a full moon. Maybe we'll get some good old lynchings.
Huh.
God, that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That is a legitimate for real Fed post. Like, I think that should happen. I'm not threatening anything, but I mean, if it happened, I'd fucking laugh. You know, they laugh at us if it happened to us. They do shit. They got somebody's money.
Mm-hmm.
They lied and froze some dude who maybe, this is a hypothetical guy. Too, okay? I don't know anybody who got fucked, but I have never heard of this.
Yeah, because it would have been a group of people.
Yeah. I figured I haven't heard of it, so nobody in the crypto community that I would talk to uses this or has spoke about it. But I'm assuming there's some guy who's finally getting ahead. He's got $500 that he turned into like $185,000, and he's looking to do something with it, and these pricks freeze it, and he might never get it again. Mm-hmm. And what I wonder is, when this happens, does the government take all your Ethereum?
Probably.
You know, there's no rules about it.
Right. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's
they
why...
They will take it if it's... They're fucked the worst thieves ever.
I think they might be pursuing all of these lawsuits
with
the intention of having laws passed so that they can oversee and regulate crypto, at least in the... I mean, they can't.
So they can hop on your MetaMask wallet and jack your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't paid the IRS. Oh, you don't got any money in your bank account, but you got 5,000 Ethereum. We're going to take all that shit. That's what it's there to do, is to just make sure that they can keep you in. Because crypto is like, I don't know if they intended to do it so they could clamp down later. You know, they threw crypto out, let people make some money, see that it's cool, see that it can make you freer, financially mm-hmm. free. It can change your life in small bursts. We've had it happen to us. Nothing massive yet, but we've had times where normally we're fucked, we're broke. We can't do this, or we don't have enough. We'll take $3,000 of this shit out, cash it in. And we got to do some shit that we would have been fucked if we weren't able to do that.
Right. For example, recently, because of the arena.
Yeah, shilling that thing big. Soon.
It is a social platform, kind of like Twitter.
Social media platform, yeah. Yeah, yes. It's like Twitter.
Kind of like Twitter.
More like Gab, and it's...
It's not... In
fact, you could do long-form posts.
Yeah, you could do long-form posts, but it's not Nazis.
You don't have to say niggers and stuff right. like that to get in. It's not like the password. As a matter of fact, you probably shouldn't.
Everybody's real nice.
At least not
nice.
Right now, they're real nice.
Everybody's so
And they're
polite.
Staying in their own countries. They're from their own countries. So it's like the streets that they're shitting on are like their streets. It's not like our streets they're shitting on, or they're not buying gas stations over here. They're trying to buy a gas station over there.
So
even I'm being nice.
Right. And
that's
too.
Saying well, a lot.
I'm usually nice.
You're always nice. You are. You're so sweet. It's pretty interesting. It's called The Arena. Runs on the Avalanche blockchain.
Right. So it's SocialFi. SoFi.
Yeah. It's like social media. Imagine like you shit post something and it's really funny and someone thinks it's funny and they have like, they could just like tip you $10. Your account on there is pretty much a wallet with a social media platform. So you don't mm-hmm. have to go through all the dumb shit of getting a wallet. If you're not into crypto even, there's still a good place to ship post. And there's room to make communities there.
Right. There, so we could
if
carve
you need
out
a
our
break
own corner.
From the fucking drudgery and depression of Twitter and the noticing factory it's become lately, come on over there. We could talk some shit to people and we start some fights.
Also,
or not. Or we could just...
People can tip your posts.
Yeah.
So we could like give you money if you have a hilarious post.
When I say we, I'm not going to tip you. No, I probably will. I like to tip
I have
on
been.
There. Yeah, you tip me some money.
But because we've been on this platform for such a duration of time, we joined it back in October, which I didn't realize was actually the beginning of the platform. So we've been given
free money.
Yeah, free crypto. So
thousands of dollars.
So I have been tipping.
Thousands of dollars.
I have been tipping people like crazy. And it's been
thousands
really fun.
Of dollars. Not shitting you. Might want to hop in now and fuck around. A lot to learn there, too, is people explain how it works.
Yeah, everybody's really helpful.
You got a vast wealth of knowledge.
And what I want to do is bring more people that just have the shit posting going, just the hilarious posts.
They're not funny.
Right.
Crypto Twitter is not funny.
There's a handful.
They're not funny.
Of guys that are.
I'm funnier than everybody, so I need some of you guys.
There's a few funny people. There are, but we need more. And we need people aren't just focused on crypto, because that's what most of this community is doing. There's a lot of artists there too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So getting back to this whole thing, they lied. They froze somebody's crypto up. So there's some dude who's probably got a couple $100,000 in there that he needs to use.
And he can't touch
that. Some lying prick who really just is trying to do this to somehow legitimize legislation down the line to fucking rob you and delete you from society. That's my opinion on that. I hope they fucking rot. Mm-hmm. Those kind of agencies need to be like Boy Scouts. They need to be from Leave It to Beaver Land, mm-hmm. where honor is, or AI, or just straight across the board, like artificial intelligence. Okay, this is a lie. This isn't, mm-hmm. adjudicated how it should be by the book. And then by the book's gate, too, because you got to rely on these crooked cocksuckers. They write laws on the book. Congress writes laws that they're immune. They can say whatever they want on the mm-hmm. floor, and you can't sue them, and they could do insider trading. Mm-hmm. And literally get classified briefings about certain things and trade accordingly ahead of the game. That's why they're all fucking rich. They don't care about you.
Yeah, we all know that.
They all should get run over by fucking steamrollers.
They have basically nothing when they go in, and then they're millionaires.
I want them all to walk out of Congress and 535 safes individually to fall on their fucking heads. And then the door opens and there's got a big knot and there's birdies tweeting around it. And then they explode and die. That's what I want to happen. But I want that little knot with the birdies moment when or they smile and their teeth are all big and then they all fall out except for one. Remember that? I'm fine. All their teeth fall out.
They just shatter.
Shatter, yeah. All right, woman. What are these cocksuckers doing next? What's the fine?
Well, in December, the judge asked the SEC to back up their claim provide the evidence. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Weird. They didn't take him at their word?
A few weeks later, they responded, stating that mistakes were made.
Oh.
And they issued an apology.
Oh, okay.
A very sincere
apology. Let's wash our hands. Let's go home, guys.
Also, in this response, they specifically asked the judge to waive any sanctions. Stating that their actions were not in bad faith.
The people that did this, okay, the SEC didn't do shit. A person did this.
Mm-hmm. A group of people.
A group of people. Mm-hmm. But there were people that planned this and executed this that need to, lose a hand or something.
I know, it's messed up.
You should do that. I mean, I think it would change that kind of punishment. You don't even need to do it a short period of time, and it would correct so much behavior.
Mm-hmm.
All Congress just handless. So, yeah. Fuck them. They're just going to get fines. And they're already trying to weasel their way out of the money. Our money that they're going to pay? These motherfuckers aren't going to pay it. Oh, here, we got to get a collection for the sanction we had. They're passing around, mm-hmm. A little hat or something like that. People are, fuck, I'm not going to be able to get Starbucks for a couple weeks. Throwing their money in. Bullshit. They're all just laughing. They're probably getting rewarded for it. And you try. Or they're getting punished because they fucked up. Who knows? I don't know how those people actually do business. I only know bullshit I hear.
So that was in December, the apology. Then in January, the SEC moved to have the case dismissed without prejudice.
That's so ballsy.
Which would mean that they, if it were dismissed without prejudice, then they could raise the case again in the future.
Oh, against so they the could, same company. Yes, so they could just get more evidence, manufacture evidence, mm-hmm. Hope to get a more sympathetic judge to their cause, someone on the payroll.
They also stated, going back to what you were saying about how they basically create the law, using case law, they said that the agency should not be on the hook for any monetary penalties, which means that there was a previous case where they weren't fined monetary
probably
penalties.
Probably the ATF or something.
So that is what these lawyers do. That's how the system is set up, and that's why it's not our system. It's not a white system.
No, it's not.
Everybody tries to blame it all on us and say that it's our system. If we could create our own, it would be far more simple. We wouldn't be putting rules on rules on rules on rules and tricky stuff and loopholes.
That's
and that's
a
not what we
very
do.
Common behavior for certain types
for a
of
certain group of
Jews.
People.
Jews.
So that was what they were trying to do with this case.
So they're jacking some average Joe up who's ahead. You know what? Even if you're not ahead of the game, oh, I got 400. In debt, what was it called? Debt box? You're thinking, you're doing your budget or you're planning, you're like, you know what? I'm good to go though. If I can't cover rent this month, I got 400 in debt box that I could snag out and cover. And then you can't go there.
Mm-hmm. It
it's
is
your fucking money.
This company offers crypto mining software.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that all would have been stopped immediately then.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you're fucking people out of their passive income.
Right, and they've already paid for it all.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And then this is a year. A year goes by.
And it's one thing, these exchanges have this shit happen, where people are just like, peace, and they just disappear with all your shit, because remember what I said last week, if you don't have your keys, it's not your crypto. You always get your shit as soon as you can off an exchange and throw it in your own wallet or vault or whatever it is that you fully control, and then it's yours unless someone can like jack that somehow, get your password or keeping them on exchanges. That is a reality. It has happened, you know, and it will happen in the future, because crypto is also full of some of the biggest scamming jizz bags you'll ever meet. It's like Nigerian and Pajit scams on roids, and it's real easy for it to happen because people don't always pay attention to what's going on. So, yeah, government's scummy.
Yeah.
SEC needs to, like, literally be punished. Like, the employees, I would flog them. I know it sounds crazy, like a constitution. What the fuck constitution ever? What is that, piece of paper? I'll have guys with guns. That's law. They should be flogged. I would flog for shit like that. Didn't Vietnam did that during the 2009 or something like that? They like executed a bunch of dudes, a bunch of bankers that were part of the collapse.
That.
China straight up does that shit for corruption. You know, you're dicking around in the financial sector, the business sector, and you're all putting safety reports that are bullet to fucking kill you. And I'm not big on them chins, 100%. But if they do some shit right, we need to bring crow cages back. Oh, you ever see those?
Mm-mm.
They're like iron cages, like big old bird cages, but they're just like, you can't really sit in them, and you can't stand in them. You can only kind of like crouch in them, and they just leave you up there on the side of the road in a crow cage, and that's how you die.
Oh, crazy!
You're at the mercy of strangers to give you food and water. I don't know if it's like a full blown like, oh, you just die up there. So be like, 2 weeks in the crow cage. We'll see what happens.
And if you die, you die.
If you die, you die. Shit way to go. Real shit way to go. But you shouldn't be doing this shit. You need to pay for this crap.
Right. And
people
they really don't.
Should have swung in 2009 for 2009, 2008 when it happened. Should have swung. And countless amounts of times throughout history, a small group of people should have just been dragged out and tarred and feathered or some cool thing like that. We need a new one for America. Like, we pack a monster truck up with fireworks.
Archie would love that.
And we like plug the ends of you and make you just like chug pitcher after pitcher after pitcher of beer. And as you feel like you're like bloated and gonna explode, you can't pee because everything's sealed up, right? And then we like push the monster truck full of like fireworks, like Roman candles and like black cats. Not like explosives, just like it's gonna fucking kill you. But it's not going to happen right away, you know, and then just push them off like down like a ramp where they got to like jump the Grand Canyon. So they're like all full. And then you put bees in there too, like a bee's nest, and you rile it up. As soon as it gets to its height, going off the ramp, trying to jump the Grand Canyon, all the fireworks are going off.
Well, that's creative and morbid.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. There's more things I can do with that. Or maybe a little less. Maybe a little elegant in its simplicity. Maybe we'll just do bees. You know, Volkswagen bug full of bees. Man, when the fucking shit goes down, I'm going to be suggesting these executions.
They'll call you the beekeeper.
Hell yeah. The beekeeper.
So it's funny that you say that because they're not going to get punished
way. Not at all.
They're just going to get a fine, and they don't even want that. They're not even
the employees
willing
that
to own up to that.
Did this will, especially if they succeed, will get work in the private sector for the companies that wanted this to happen. Like Coinbase, you know, like one of these official.
They have a lawsuit with the SEC.
Yeah. Too.
But that's one thing.
Coinbase is shit, though. They should be getting sued for their bullshit.
But all of these lawsuits from the SEC, they're challenging these crypto companies, stating that what they're exchanging are securities.
Yeah.
And that's what every one of these lawsuits, even they reference in this article that there's an ongoing lawsuit right now with Coinbase about them exchanging securities inappropriately, whatever. That's exactly what they were saying with XRP. That's the angle that they're taking because they're the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Fuck them. I prefer the other SEC, the Southeastern Conference football.
This decision is going to impact
everybody.
All of these decisions going forward.
And it'll impact the whole world, too. I don't care what you say about China this or India or Russia or whatever. It'll fucking impact the world if shit goes down over here with our crypto shit. It'll impact the world.
Yeah, it absolutely will.
Because we haven't really even tapped this country's market for people using crypto.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm kind of shocked that it's not more prolific after the big, I guess, all the shit that happened with NFTs really shit all over the view of crypto for like normal people, or even like not normies, but people who just don't know about that sphere.
Well, it also really took a shit.
People are always like, oh, NFTs, all they are, you could just right click on that. Well, NFTs aren't necessarily have to be pictures that you, JPEGs. They could be a lot of other shit. You know, NFTs, almost anything. It's pretty much just a non-fungible token. It's like you can't counterfeit it. Like originally with some of these paintings, they weren't just, you weren't getting the stupid picture in, you know, the JPEG of it. You were getting the painting too. And your NFT was your certificate of authenticity that this came from, you know, this copy of this painting or this actual painting. I know guys that were selling legit paintings to people on the NFT. The JPEG was just almost like a receipt. It was like a sticker or like proof that you have it.
Of authenticity.
Yeah, yeah, even though the NFT is. But yeah, it's taken the physical place of that. That's what it looks like. A lot of other stuff you can do with that. I'm surprised people haven't gone gaming route as much with them.
Well, I think a lot of
unique
people,
characters,
individuals that may have thought about getting into crypto and have not, may have been very turned away by how many people lost so much with Doge.
Yeah.
And then the Robin Hood.
Yeah, yeah, scandal. Yeah. Yeah, but I still think NFTs have a lot to do with making the average person's viewpoint of crypto traders is these negative fucking dickheads. Mm-hmm. They either have too much fake money, they're buying these stupid pictures that I could just right-click on.
Well,
a lot of copies of the Mona Lisa out there is all I'm saying. There's a lot of famous paintings that people have in their freaking house. Doesn't mean they have the fucking Mona Lisa. With a right-click on your JPEG. It's just stupid. It's just small thinking. I don't agree with it. So continue, my love.
Let's go on to the final article. All right. Our final article from Unilad. I don't even know who they are.
I don't
are.
Know who that is either. Don't care.
Wendy's manager.
Not starting good so far.
Created a fake employee in order to pocket the wages.
Holy shit. Is she black?
I don't know. Her name is Linda Johnson.
Okay, probably.
So it could
She's
go either
black.
Way.
I'll say black.
But this was in Pennsylvania. Another, like, so it could go either way, right?
Mm-hmm.
A former Wendy's manager, I should say.
Oh, okay. I'm glad.
She's not working there anymore. She took home about $20,000 and clocked this fake employee in and out for 128 shifts.
Jesus.
When the case was being investigated, the employees at the store said that they never recalled working with somebody named William Bright. This was the fake employee. And then she finally confessed to what she had
so
been doing.
So how are they? That's a really good scam. I wonder how she got caught. Someone get promoted that shouldn't have got promoted, that doesn't like her. They doing checks. I wonder, like,
probably had something to do with
payroll?
List of the employees, that were at the store.
Everybody's, who the fuck's this William Bright dude?
Right, did she have a social security number for him? Like,
I don't think you need that anymore. I don't know. Probably
right?
You do, but
know.
Who knows?
Know.
Standards nowadays.
I believe from this article that she is actually still at large.
All right.
So, when the criminal case was filed, she went missing. So the police turned to social media and started posting about it on Facebook for if anybody has any information on her, her whereabouts. And that's how people found out about this story and how it got picked up by the news.
Well, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, that's what's funny is they some of the comments are that from people on social media.
That's a real hard thing for one person to keep up, an illusion of a whole other person. That's like a team.
For almost a year. And at that point,
is, you know, if you're splitting the wage, you know, splitting that $20K over a year, is all that worth $10,000? Was it worth 20 grand?
Right. No? Well, she's going to be going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, and she didn't have enough juice to uphold the scam. She didn't have anybody else backing her up. Somehow, someone looked at something and knew it was fishy. I, for one, think it's stealing.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Absolutely, you know, it is. It's like the lady with the gas card last week.
Yeah.
These people think that it's not that big of a deal because it's, for her, week over week, it's not that much.
I mean, if she'd have done something like created this William Bright guy as like a petty cash for her crew when they were broke, that's what she should have done.
And then make them all keep their mouth shut?
Well, yeah. Like, you know, like, this is, we got a little, some room to play with. You need some smokes this week? We need to cut your, you get your lights turned back on or paid for? I'm not advocating it, but what I'm saying is her mistake lied in her greed.
Her greed, just like the lady last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we do all get paid way less than we should.
And we should. And there are,
and it's absolute bullshit tiny for us to get paid pennies,
vultures,
to give what they expect our entire being to this company that doesn't give a fuck about us. And if you work for somebody that does care about you and they pay you well, that is amazing.
That's
awesome. And you are rare.
You deserve it.
Yes, exactly.
And we're very happy for you. We're not hating
you.
You deserve it.
And everybody does.
Because this money is infinite. It is. It's just all made up money.
It is all pretend.
Yeah.
What was it? Somebody on the arena just the other day said something about how the U.S. dollar is backed by air.
Yeah.
And it's got so much confidence and faith and has value. Everybody believes it's a dollar.
Yeah.
He called it a meme coin.
It is a fucking meme coin. Speaking of meme coins, Carrie, why don't we take a break?
That sounds like a plan. We'll be right back after this. Hey, babe, how's that crypto going? We millionaires yet?
No. The market's been real volatile lately, so I moved everything into a stable meme coin.
Wait, meme coins are notoriously unstable.
Shiba's a meme coin, and it was a stable coin for almost 2 years.
Okay, does this coin we're invested in have any utility, or is it backed by anything?
Might be backed by popsicles, but that doesn't matter. It's stable, and our money will be safe there for now.
Well, what's the name of this meme coin?
The U.S. dollar. And now for a rant with Ted and Carrie. So no schizozone tonight, Care. I kind of wanted to talk about falling prey to the popular movement, especially when it comes to like pro-white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always talk about if it's not actively benefiting us, it's not worth it. I think a step further, I'm an isolationist for the time being, because when we get isolated and we have problems we have to solve.
Right, amongst ourselves.
So if our enemies are all going apeshit and fighting each other, why not stay out of it and maybe improve ourselves instead of jumping into some more bullshit on somebody's side? It's the whole white savior complex.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself, I disagree with. I think we should stay out of it. I think it's time. We need to lick our wounds. We're hurting right now as a people. We really are. We're fractured completely down the middle, it seems. And the sane ones are fractured. Our side's fractured, if you think of who it's made of. You know, from straight-up NatSoc to, you know, Wigger nationalists to MAGA nationalists to people on our side who still support Israel because they see Palestine as an enemy, which I understand. It just goes back to the whole fighting with Arabs and stuff like that. They're still 9/11 believers. We need to stay the fuck out of it. And we definitely don't need to hop on a bandwagons like Candace Owens.
Right.
Think of who she is. That's back a little over 10 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. She was trying to get a website made, get funding for a website called Social Autopsy, where it was pretty much going to be used to dox and destroy the lives of white men who weren't woke.
Who weren't woke. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
She's liberal.
Yeah, she was a woke tart.
She probably still is.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I believe people can change. But if you think about, she was already in the limelight with Social Autopsy. So that's who she is, to start with. Then she saw the light and became red-pilled black and, like, hopped on the Trump train and was trying to get, you know, was a black conservative all of a sudden. So she was red-pilled black. And then she just became Candace Owens after she, I think she got doxxed in air quotes right now, even though it's like, if you fucking pay attention, you know this is the lady from Social Autopsy a couple years ago who was making a little bit of a stink. It was like around the Gamergate time, I believe, when like Anita Sarkeesian and, or I don't know how the fuck you pronounce that dipshit's name, and Zoe Quinn were pulling, you know, they're now back in the news trying to get video games completely fagged out as far as major studios cutting them out. They're all woke and shitty and horrible, and I feel really bad. I don't really play, you know me, I don't really play. The ones I play are not the brand new thing coming out. I just don't have time. Our guys are too little. But this is who she is. She's red pill black. And then she's Candace Owens. She's working with freaking Ben Shapiro and doing the whole, like, Charlie Kirk tour type shit and hanging out with those APEC pro-Israel people. And now she suddenly saw the light on the Jews? If that's the case, which is what I'm being sold right now as far as supporting her in any way, giving her my energy in any way, is that she's seen the light now. Well, if it took her this long with the places she's been to see the light, then she's a fucking retard and she needs to go to the back of the line and go through some fucking, you know, Holocaust training, proper Holocaust training, you know, proper education.
Right. There's a lot of information.
You can't just come in to this side and not go through, not saying earn your stripes or anything. We're not a fucking motorcycle gang, but to get your education.
Yeah, at least a couple of years.
You need to spend some time with EB.
Reading up on what,
you know,
has happened.
The old heads. You know what I'm saying? You need to go
EB
through
on Twitter.
EB's fucking timeline and learn your shit. You know, and a lot of other guys too. But he comes to mind generally because he's, in my mind, such an old head. You know, I remember he was educating people back in the day. You know, like I said, when I came from like Coontown, when Reddit got all the hate subreddits banned, is really when I moved over to Twitter. And he was always a guy, racial consciousness, throwing stuff out there. Those are real ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. I definitely think racial consciousness is a real.
Those are real. But you need to fucking learn. You can't just be the leader because you got a big. No, we don't need your voice. Your voice comes from Jews, comes from the Ben Shapiro, that whole gang of people that have been cutting her checks and getting her publicity. What's next, Jack Posobiec? We gonna fucking hop on the train with Jack?
Exactly, though. That's what I believe is going on.
Cernovich?
Is that this sudden shift against
it's
the
inorganic.
Jews? It's public, right? It's totally likely inorganic. Being steered by who?
Jews.
The Jews.
Yeah, they always because get ahead of this shit. Do. That's what they do. It's deception.
They get into every organization.
They make war through deception.
They work their way to the top, and they steer it in the direction that they want it to go in.
Just go tell yourself a couple years ago, fuck, last summer that you'd be carrying Candace Owens water. And think of how you would feel. And then go back a couple more years. If you've been around, that's another thing. We've seen, I know you have, I've seen it a lot more because it's like year fucking 10 in this sphere under millions of different accounts. This kind of shit happens cyclically. We get all this crap. Nothing this big, but it is all coming to a head right now. And that's what you got to look at too. They're trying to bring everything to a head. And this is really accelerating it down paths that we need to be educated. This, I don't want to say movement, but we need to be educated on it. We can't be following these people who just saw the light, best case scenario.
Well, and anybody with a platform, how do they have that platform?
Yeah.
Who's in control of the platforms and the power behind the platforms that elevate these people so that they have the eyes on them that they have? Who?
Yeah.
The Jews.
It's like the whole thing going on with Nickelodeon, like with Dan Schneider right now. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
I've been over at TikTok because I can't even with all this bullshit.
On Twitter?
On Twitter right now. It's hard. It's really hard. The timeline's not been funny, and I don't think it's any of my mutuals' fault. They've been saying the same thing and putting good shit out there. But, yeah, they're, like, revealing that creep Dan Schneider from Nick Jr.
Yeah.
Or Nickelodeon, actually, with Ariana Grande and all those stars who were obviously molested. Now, I was born, you know, in the 70s, mid-70s. So this Nick shit was, like, the 90s, I want to say, to the 2000s. I was like a teenager and an adult, and this shit creeped me out. And I would say it all the time, that this shit is written by pedos. Even before I knew this stuff, what I was seeing with my younger cousins, mm-hmm. you know, because they were 10 years and more younger than me, like the whole batch of cousins that are like, you know, from 8 to 20 years younger than me. They were all watching that shit, and it made me very uncomfortable. Like, if I was keeping an eye on them or something for my aunt and uncle, or just over there with them, and they want to show me some show, but it was really gross. It was very sexual, and I pointed it out, but I guess it was like, it was the 90s, early 2000s, and nobody wanted to admit that or see that, it seems. But that's all coming out too, and who's bringing that out? Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's policing itself.
Right.
So if these institutions are policing themselves, do we trust it? Do we trust the FBI to do an internal investigation on itself? No, you'd laugh at something as fucking stupid as that, because you know a corrupt organization wouldn't audit itself properly. Well, think of these organizations that we're talking about right now. Are they going to self-police?
No, they'll bring
let the Jews self-police.
They'll have a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. That's exactly what is going to happen, and you will get fucking Judeo-Christian nationalism. That's what you're going to get, Judeo-Christian nationalism, because you're carrying this fucking water. It's not right. As a people, white people have to isolate and solve our problems, because that's one of the biggest things that they bitch at you about. Oh, there's white criminals. Well, yeah, well, we need to solve that. We don't need to invite everybody into our sphere that's naturally shittier in that manner, more criminal, and let them run roughshod. We need to fix ourselves, and that doesn't include fucking with our enemies right now. Because if, think about it too, if the blacks and the Jews are going to go at it, you're going to have to let them go at it, because all you're going to do is take the pressure off the Jews, because the blacks are going to see us come into this. They're fucking going to lump us in with the Jews mm-hmm. as white people, and it goes back to black and white. The Jews are hiding, and now you're like, oh, hey, blacks, we're like on your side. No, you're not on their side. You're like fighting them. Just fucking step out of it. Tactically, this is stupid. We're given a respite and time to gather and educate these new converts who are seeing things for the first time.
If they are.
But I'm not even talking about the Candace Owenses, the supposed normies that were mm-hmm. waking up with this movement. They need a real education on this stuff, so they don't just look like dickheads or think it's just general racial hate. Like, you need crimes listed and lies told. Understand that we have a bill. They have a bill with us. They have to pay it.
I think a lot of people who are waking up to this right now think this is something new.
Yeah, it's old.
Very old.
Yeah, very. That's another thing. You need a proper education. And it doesn't just go to the Holocaust. It doesn't start with that lie and all that. It's thousands of years before that. They need to be addressed properly. And we can't just have them following fucking Candace Owens and other people who have been on the payroll of the supposed people we're chasing or trying to take out of power. They're not going to lead us down a good road. So watch it. So watch who you're hanging with. Because like I said, what are we, 3-4 months away from Jack Posobiec being on our side? No, back to the end of the line. You got to get signed off by people who have been around. Like I said, you need an education. And if you're not getting that, if you're just getting caught up in the current, then it's going to burn out. That energy is going to dissipate fast, because there's a bunch of fucking grifters trying to take that energy that are supposedly going to be leading it or moving it or whatever.
Right.
Just beware who you're fucking hanging out with.
And that's what I'm seeing. And I really have been away from Twitter for a while. But when we look at the people who have stepped up since this general global J-woke narrative began,
yeah.
The people that have stepped up into these places of power and authority as supposed leaders of us, of our
yeah.
movement.
Yeah.
Where were they 6 months ago? Who even are they? It's difficult to find background information
yeah.
on a lot of these people.
Yeah, who are supposed public figures, I guess. How the hell are you a real public figure here without a lot more problems?
Where were you in 2016?
It's not going to be like that. This has to be like at the same level an individual movement or choice. And you have to be educated for it, because it's going to come down to just you one day. What I'm saying is, like, just watch who you hang out with. Watch who you're giving your
energy to. Do a little bit of looking around on them. Ask people who have been around. There's reasons there's locked accounts that are followed by a lot of people you would respect, because there are old heads that just understand it's only worth it for the couple hundred people that you really fucking love talking to all the time.
And something else to consider in this recent movement as well is not only these people who already had a platform, but also this sudden influx of new accounts, I'd say, just in the past year or so, just over a year. People who none of us knew prior to 2023, but they're somehow also influencers.
Yeah, yeah, they come with a couple thousand followers on usually. Twitter. You never heard of them before, and they want a voice. They got a voice. Watch who you're hanging out with. There's not a whole lot of good going to come out of these fresh faces that all of a sudden, watch what they ask you. Because like I said earlier, there's 65,000 MI military intelligence operators out there standing by. You never know when you're talking to one.
Yeah, be skeptical.
They're not just hot chicks trying to get you to saw off a shotgun. You know, wolves come in sheep's clothing. I'm not a sheep. I don't plan on being. So sheep come in wolf's clothing? Yeah, probably. Watch who you're hanging out with. Watch who you're giving your energy to. And get your education, so you can defend your position, because there's a shitload of people in life who you should really be worried about converting. And with education, you can do that. But if you just got raw rage and zeal, nobody's going to listen to you. Be calm about it and don't follow these fucking retards.
Yeah, so we need to be skeptical of all of the people that come into our sphere.
The more like Hollywood bullshit script it looks like it is. And with that, let's take a break. Carrie, will you take us to a commercial break?
We will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Running low on energy, but not a coffee drinker? Beyond the Ice Wall Coffee presents to you Vril, the energy drink. It's made with only natural ingredients. Not any of that gay shit that you can't pronounce, made by nerds in a lab. Just pure Agarthan spring water, infused with the pure Aryan spirit and maybe some coca leaves from high in the Andes. The heart of a true Aryan beats 200 times a minute. What brings yours up to that level? Vril.
All right, well, that's it. That's our show.
Time to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Sorry we're late.
Yes, thank you for your patience with us this week. We hope to have you come back next week.
I love you. Goodbye.
We love you. Bye-bye.